Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, April 21st, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Instagram will roll out a new abusive message filter for message requests in direct messages with a common list of abusive words, phrases, and emojis compiled by anti-bullying organizations. The company will also introduce a feature to proactively block new accounts created by people a user already blocked, rolling out over the next several weeks in the UK, France, Germany, Ireland, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. The European Commission proposed a bill that would establish a list of high-risk uses of AI, which would be subject to new standards of development and use, including potential review of algorithms. This would apply for using AI in biometric identification systems, college admissions, and loan applications, with fines of up to 6% of a company's annual worldwide revenue. A blog post by the U.S. Federal Trade Commission stated that racially biased algorithms would fall under the agency's prohibition against unfair or deceptive practices. The post also warns that such algorithms can violate the Fair Credit Reporting Act and the Equal Credit Opportunity Act. Amazon added Amazon One Palm readers at a Seattle Whole Foods market, with plans to expand the tech to 7 other Whole Foods stores in the area over the coming months. These readers were previously only available at Amazon Go stores, letting you link your palm to a card for payment and then use your palm scan at checkout. The Wall Street Journal sources say Discord has ended its talks with 3 companies, including Microsoft, about a possible sale. Discord prefers to stay independent and is exploring the option of a stock IPO. The former Children's Commissioner of England, Anne Longfield, filed a class action lawsuit against TikTok on behalf of all children in the UK and EU who use TikTok since May 25, 2018, alleging the platform collects their personal information without consent or transparency into how it will be used. TikTok said the case is without merit. Roku launched Roku Originals on the Roku channel. At launch, this will be rebranded content the company bought from Quibi back in January. Protocol sources said back in February that Roku plans to produce its own content as well, and the company said it will share more about Roku Originals in May. Apple announced an update to the iPad Pro, now equipped with the M1 system on a chip, a 12-megapixel ultrawide front camera, and using a mini LED display on the 12.9-inch model, costing $799 for the 11-inch model and $1,099 for the 12.9-inch. The company also updated the iMac with the M1 chip, available now in 7 colors, starting at $1,299. Apple TV was also updated with the A12 Bionic chip, with support for HDR and higher frame rates, with a redesigned Apple TV remote starting at $179. Pre-orders for all devices start April 30th. Apple also released its AirTag item tracker, shipping April 30th for $29 or a 4-pack for $99. Apple will also launch subscriptions in the podcast app, starting with 170 regions and countries next month, with Apple taking a 30% cut in the first year, then 15% after. World Design Guide published details on its annual awards and outed a new HTC VR headset called the Vive Air before it was announced. The Vive Air is a wireless headset with breathable quick-drying materials aimed for fitness uses, with HTC telling Engadget the design is a concept with elements you may see in future HTC products. Samsung opened a beta of the Galaxy Upcycling at Home program in the US, UK, and South Korea. Using the Labs feature in the SmartThings app, users can use an old Galaxy phone as a baby monitor or light detector, with the feature optimizing the devices for minimal battery usage. Cerebras Systems unveiled the Wafer-Scale Engine 2 processor, which includes 2.6 trillion transistors and 850,000 AI-optimized cores and an 8-inch by 8-inch square wafer, more than double the cores of its CS1 processor that debuted in 2019. The new chip will ship in Q3 and is optimized for supercomputing AI applications. Bowers & Wilkins launched two wireless earbuds, the $399 PI7 and $249 PI5, both supporting Qualcomm's aptX Adaptive for higher quality streaming. The PI7 offers adaptive noise cancellation with a charging case that can connect to an audio source over USB or a headphone jack and stream it to the buds, while the PI5 offers user-selectable noise cancelling. Fitbit will bring its stress management and stress score tools to devices still on sale with the heart rate monitor, including the Versa 2 and 3, Inspire 2, and Charge 4. Previously only available on the Fitbit Sense, the feature looks at heart rate variability, sleep data, and exertion levels to generate a daily stress score. And finally, Microsoft Outlook will now include an optional setting to let individuals and companies automatically start or end all meetings early to give time between back-to-back meetings. Microsoft said it added the setting based on its own research on digital overload impacting employees. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.